May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In John chapter 3, those are little amens, and I haven't even started yet. Wait till you hear the word. Verse 34 of John 3. For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for he gives the Spirit without measure. Or literally, for he does not give the Spirit by measure. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. There's that last scripture. There's a repetition in John 13. Beginning of the upper room experience. It says in verse 3, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, that he had come forth from God, was going back to God. Now again he says, let me read it again, for he whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for he does not give the Spirit by measure. The Father loves the Son, has given all things into his hands. In John chapter 17, we're told this in verse 23. I and them, Father, you and me, that they may be perfected in unity, that the world may know that you did send me and you do love them just like you love me. And then this passage from John 16. Speaking of the Holy Spirit, he shall glorify me, verse 14, for he takes what's mine and shall give it to you, make it real to you. All things that the Father has are mine, therefore he takes of mine and makes it real to you. Interesting thing that it says that Jesus, because the Father loved the Son, didn't withhold the Spirit from him. Because he doesn't give the Spirit by measure, but he put all things into Jesus' hands. And it's because he loved him. Just like it says earlier, another different place than John, that Jesus only did those things he saw the Father doing, and then Jesus said, he always shows me what he's doing because he loves me. But that John passage, that John 17, verse 23 passage says, that the Father loves me just as much as he loves Jesus. And therefore, you see, the Father doesn't give the Spirit by measure. I've heard a lot of sermons in my lifetime now, and I remember hearing things that seemed to say that somehow some people got more than others got. That's not true at all. God doesn't give the Spirit by measure. He loves you just as much as he loves Jesus. And because he loved Jesus so much, he put everything into his hands. And therefore, what Jesus said in John 16, therefore, God's not given you the Spirit by measure either. He's placed everything into your hands. Everything that Jesus had to operate by as the Son of Man, you have to operate by. Not because you've earned it, not because you've deserved it, but simply because he loves you. It's already a done deal. You don't have to do some extreme things to position yourself to get more of the Spirit or to get more of all that he has. It's yours as a gift because God loves you. The difference between the way that we live as men and women, as Jesus, as the Son of Man, as it said in John 13, Jesus knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands. See, our problem is we don't know all that's ours in Christ. Evidence of that is we act like we don't know. We live like we don't know. But the key for Christ was is that he knew. And therefore he knew that in every situation and in every circumstance, He knew what he could draw from. Because even though he was God, he never did anything on his own initiative. Always in utter dependence on the Father who lived in him by the Holy Spirit. That's why Paul said in Romans chapter 6, he says, don't you know that if you've been baptized into Christ, you were baptized into his death, into his burial, into his resurrection, that you're in union with him? Don't you know? And what I've discovered over the years, you see, faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. We're called the just live by faith. But you can only believe in what you know, not what you don't know. That's the whole point of hearing the word of God. And so Christians live far less in the realm of the supernatural, not because we don't have, it's because we don't know that we have. And therefore we don't walk in faith in what we know that we have. Understand again, the only difference in those scriptures that I read is it said that Jesus, knowing that the Father had put all things into his hands, went and acted out. And tomorrow we'll talk a little bit more about that because I hear constantly in our day more than any other time, but it's the Lord for sure, where people are being called forth to live extraordinary lives, that all of us have this destiny and we're called to live an extraordinary life. We're called to be world changers. My problem is, I don't think most of us have a clue what that actually looks like. We think it looks like one certain thing, and therefore we miss out in what most of life is about. But we got to start with, it'll be from the same passages, but we got to start with this. Do you know? Do you know that everything that Jesus had, you have? Because you got to start with that. And you have it, not because you deserve it, not because you've earned it, not because you're spiritual enough. It's you simply have it because he loves you. Well, don't I have to change to get it? No, only when you get it, understand it, and start walking in it can you change. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.